He's from Goods Cash Saver. Today, text the word goods to 620-342-5863 for your chance to win a $25 gift card from Goods Cash Saver. Winner will be announced after 4 o'clock today.
KVOE Live and local sunshine, 33 degrees. Good morning. It is 824.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And at 8:24, we're pleased to have with us Ramiro Miranda and I believe Irene Diaz-Gil joining us here on the KVOE Sutherland studio line today.
Ramiro, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Glad to be with you. Thanks for letting us talk a little bit about Paraguayan music.
Awesome. Irene, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. Thank you.
Good. Well, Ramiro, let us get started because you have a special performance which is coming up this evening and really not in your traditional spot.
Right. Yeah, this is a special event and it's an evening of Paraguayan music. As you both know, we, Irene and I, are both from Paraguay. And, you know, we've been wanting to do something like this for a long time. And we got together with two friends of ours, colleagues, Alejandro Avila, who plays piano, and Aleia Gonzalez, who plays guitar. And we are called the Ensemble Yo Para. And we can talk about what that means later. But this concert is going to be at the Southern Alumni Center, as opposed to where we usually do this type of small concert. We usually do it at Heat. But this time is at the Stouder Alumni Center.
All right. Well, when will things start tonight then, Ramiro?
We are scheduled to start at 7:30. And we've had a lot of people tell us they would come. So I would say if you want to come, be there a little early, earlier than 7:30 to get a spot.
Yeah, don't delay on that. Well, Irina, what can we specifically expect to hear tonight?
Okay, so we have a variety of songs from Paraguay. Some of them are in traditional formats, meaning we are playing exactly how we would hear it in our country, and some of them we have made our own arrangements and added blends of other types of music, like, for example, jazz, and made special arrangements for, especially for this ensemble. Many of the arrangements are made by Ramiro and other colleagues in Paraguay. So it's very special to us, and we're really happy to be able to share this music with everyone. And I also want to add that it is free admission for everyone, and it is a concert supported by the Kansas Paraguay Partners.
I have to ask, Irene, about, you know, the music that's going to be performed. Are these tunes that you may have learned on growing up in Paraguay?
Yes, many of them, yes. We, you know, participating in, like, youth ensembles and in music school, conservatory, we always play Paraguayan music. It's kind of like playing, you know, jazz and folk bluegrass here. This is for us our traditional music,
and also this is what our parents, grandparents would be hearing on the radio all day long.
How important did they, I guess maybe, and how gratifying is it, not just to in order to, in general terms, essentially reconnect with you know, your upbringings and your background, but in order to share that for the community. Ramiro, I'll start with you on that.
It's so important. It, like I said, it means so much to us. It's like showing. It's maybe almost even a vulnerable thing. You know, like we are opening ourselves up to show a little bit more of who we are, and you know, and what made us, what, you know, who we are as people and as professionals, musicians. So. It's very special. You know, I tried to invite as many people as I could remember and you know, leaving messages saying, hey, this is, you know, something that I think you might like, or, you know, talking to people on the street. in the last few weeks. And it's been great because it makes us so happy to be able to show a little, and it's part of, Paraguay is a small country, so its music is not that well known, and it makes us happy that we are contributing to, putting a little bit of a light to it.
Well, Irina, I would assume then that we are going to be able to not only hear but feel some Paraguayan pride tonight.
Yes.
Well, that will be great. So how many selections, how many pieces do you have lined up, Irina?
Ooh, I don't know, about 13.
Yeah, it's about 13.
And we are ending with a selection of Paraguayan polka, which is very popular.
Really?
The Paraguayan polka, it doesn't, I think the name probably came from Europe. I mean, it must have, but they don't sound like, polkas from Europe. So it's interesting. I think people will be surprised when they hear polkas and then listen to what we are going to play. So,
yeah.
So this isn't like the Wisconsin kind of polka then we're going to be hearing, huh?
Right. Yeah. Although, who knows, maybe in the future we can do a mashup, like Paraguayan and polka,
Wow, goodness. Hey, Romero, I wanted to shift gears just a little bit and focus on the Emporia Symphony Orchestra, because typically we bring you in for that specific purpose. How are things going with the Symphony Orchestra, and what's your next performance with the full group?
Yeah, so our next performance is February 28th. It's Tuesday at Albert Taylor. And we have the good fortune of accompanying two of the winners of the Concerto Aria competition, which is a competition we do every other year, and we invite our students to participate and perform a solo piece that can be accompanied with orchestra. And we have Gene Sutherland on clarinet performing the Mozart Clarinet Concerto in A major, and then we have Faven Acefa performing an aria from Donizetti, Lucia de Chamonix. So they are going to do a fantastic job. We are so excited for them to have the opportunity to play with the orchestra. And then apart from those pieces, we're also doing some very beautiful music. We're doing a kind of a brooding type of piece called La Forza del Destino, the Force of Destiny by Verdi. And then we are also doing Haydn's Surprise Symphony, which is it's the most famous symphony by Haydn. So it's going to be a beautiful night packed with well-known pieces.
Well, it's going to be a beautiful night tonight as well at the Sauder Alumni Center, 7:30, but please get there early. It is a smaller venue, so it's going to be well attended tonight. Well, Ramiro, you were mentioning the name of the ensemble. Tell us the name and how that name came to be.
Okay, so the ensemble is called Jopara Ensemble, and Jopara in Guarani. Guarani is our native language, and Paraguay has two official languages, Spanish and Guarani. And most of the population speaks Guarani, but almost nobody speaks like the 100% Guarani or 100% Spanish. In fact, we speak a blend, and that blend is called Jopara. Jopara actually means blend, right? And it's used also in cuisine, and anytime that you mix things together, you might say Jopara, right? So that's why we call it that, because we are presenting mostly Paraguayan tunes, but they are through the lenses of our experience in the world. So we are performing some pieces that are infused with jazz or with, other South American rhythms. And, of course, we have our classical training to back us up. So that's why we decided to call it Jopara.
Outstanding. Well, it sounds like it's going to be a phenomenal night. Irina, anything else you wanted to add here before we close things down here this evening, or this morning, I should say, for this evening?
Yeah, well, we invite everyone to come. And we are especially fortunate to have these two guest artists playing with us that are part of the ensemble. Alea Gonzalez is guitar faculty at Washburn University, and Alejandro Avila is piano faculty at Barton Community College. So they are exceptional artists, and you should really try and come and listen to this great performance.
All right, Romero, anything you wanted to put in?
Well, just my deep appreciation to you both for allowing us to be here. Thank you.
Well, thanks for taking some time
Thank
to
you.
Join us. Can't wait. Going to be a great night tonight. Good luck with that.
Thank you. Have a good one.
All right, you
Thank
too.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, it was very very good to talk to you both. Adriana Diaz, and that is Ramiro Miranda. Concert tonight, Jopara Ensemble at the Souder Alumni Center, 7:30 tonight, Chuck.
All right, and if you'd like to be part of the Newsmaker segments, we have, just let us know, 620-342-1400, or shoot us an email to kvue@kvue.com. Now, for Monday, we've got a couple of interviews in the 8 o'clock hour, one just confirmed, one that we got set up yesterday. As we mentioned here, the Newsmaker 2 slot has Lyon County Health Officer Dr. Laden Oyanuga at 8:20, and then at 8:45, we'll have a Newsmaker 3. This involves Kitty Hamilton and Barb Lowry. Last-minute update on the Friendship Center's Martin Luther King Day of Service Project.
KVOE live and local. Can't wait for Monday now.
Monday's got some good things coming, doesn't it?
8:35, sunshine and 35 degrees. Good morning.
A top ISIS leader killed in a daring nighttime raid in the Horn of Africa.